U.S. says she's wrongfully detained. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. But a Russian court says American Brittany Griner is convicted on drug charges and sentenced to 9 years in prison. The WNBA star asking forgiveness earlier today, telling the judge from a cage in the courtroom she did not intend to violate Russian laws.
To her family, her teams, both inside and outside Russia, and to her wife, apologizing for any harm done, taking ownership of her transgression, taking cannabis oil into Russia, but insisting it was an honest mistake committed in haste.
Fox's Amy Kellogg. Defense attorney Maria Blagojevina says Griner had called today doomsday earlier in the week, and now that she's been convicted and sentenced,
very upset, very stressed, and she's, well, she can hardly talk, honestly, so it's difficult time for her.
President Biden pledging to keep working for the release of Griner and another imprisoned American, Paul Whelan. Four officers involved in the botched raid that killed Breonna Taylor in Kentucky now face civil rights charges.
The Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville Metro Police Department officers with federal crimes related to Ms. Taylor's death.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Taylor should be alive today. One of the officers charged was acquitted on state charges earlier this year for shots fired into a neighboring apartment, the only officer to face any charges until now. Sheriff's officials in Indiana investigating the deadly crash that killed Congresswoman Jackie Walorski now say it was her car, driven by a congressional aide, that crossed the center line, colliding with another vehicle yesterday. The other driver and both aides in Walorski's car were also killed. The Elkhart County Sheriff's Office says eyewitness and video evidence led to the updated information. They're appealing for any additional witnesses to contact them. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
Motion for a mistrial in the case of conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who's awaiting his fate from a Texas jury, deciding how much he owes the parents of two slain children for defamation after pushing false claims that the Sandy Hook school massacre in Connecticut was a hoax. The parents' attorney, Mark Bankston, criticizing the mistrial attempt a day after revealing the defense attorney, Adino Reynal, mistakenly sent him 2 years of text messages from Jones's phone.
Mr. Reynal is right now using a fig leaf of this motion to say I violated, to put a fig leaf over his own malpractice.
Bankston also telling the court today that the committee probing the Capitol riot has requested 2 years' worth of records from Jones's phone. Jones already gave that committee a deposition earlier this year, exercising his Fifth Amendment right not to answer questions nearly 100 times. Controversy over books in Utah's largest school district.
Two boys kissing and people kill people. Just two of the 52 books dealing with sexuality, even racial issues, that have been pulled from the library shelves at Utah's Alpine School District following a surge of complaints.
The book as a whole has value, whereas taking excerpts, you may not see the whole worth of the book.
Tricia Fenton, former president of the Utah Education and Library Association, argues that while some books shouldn't be in school, that the Alpine School District didn't give the materials the due process they deserve. The district saying it's being proactive in a move that's garnered praise from the group Utah Parents United. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Equifax now faces a class action lawsuit after admitting that millions of customers had the wrong credit scores sent to lenders. The lead plaintiff, a Florida woman, says a 130-point mistake in her score cost her a car loan. Equifax has blamed a coding issue for the errors and says it doesn't take the issue lightly. Stocks turning lower, the Dow's down 145. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. Congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.